Hallo Leute, es ist Zeit für eine neue Folge Delta Backstage und ich glaube, keine Folge könnte passender sein als diese, denn sie ist da, die finale Folge von Stranger Things. Und schon bereits im Sommer durfte ich einen der Charaktere treffen, der nicht nur als Schauspieler bekannt ist, sondern tatsächlich auch als Musiker, nämlich Joe, aka Joe Carey. Und der hat eben im Sommer 2025 auf dem Hurricane Festival gespielt. Und genau da hören wir jetzt mal rein. Auf jeden Fall einer meiner schönsten Momente des Festivalsommers, denn ja, ich hatte einen kleinen Crush.
Delta Backstage, der Interview-Podcast mit Amy.
So I saw the YouTube-Video with GQ and you said like one essential thing for you are cowboy boots.
Oh, yeah.
What's happening today?
I was wearing them earlier, but I actually changed into these. I think this is the first day I've not worn my cowboy boots. That's funny that we talk about this.
Yeah.
I literally made it an effort, and look at these socks. I'm wearing wool socks on this hot day.
Yeah, it's like 25 degrees.
They're just really good. And honestly, the ones in that video, I lost them. I woke up late in Dublin and missed the shuttle to the airport and left the boots at the hotel. Those bastards at the hotel, they said that they weren't there. They're in that room. Somebody took them, and they're gone.
And someday we will find them on eBay.
I wonder. But I have other cowboy boots, but it's not the same. It's sad. But life goes on, and now I'm wearing Oxfords. Maybe not as essential, but I have.
So you're gonna buy a new one?
Well, I'll rock the ones that I have for now.
So now we're here in Germany, like in a part of somewhere of nowhere.
We are. Yeah, I don't know where we are.
Yeah, actually, I thought the same. Like, I'm from a really small city, but this is actually like
the
a
woods.
forest.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so how do you feel like being here?
It's well, it's actually really beautiful. It's like a beautiful day, and I like kind of being in the middle of the woods, that's for sure. It's nice to get out of the city. We were in Berlin, which was great, and then we were in Poland, moved back to Berlin, and so it's nice to get a little fresh air.
Yeah, sure. So do you prefer living in a city or just
I like both, but I like living in the city. I live in New York, so it's nice to have people and a lot of things around. I guess I prefer being in the city, but I love to be in the country too.
Yeah, what's the best of being on the countryside?
Say again?
Yeah, what's the best of being in the countryside?
Swimming.
Swimming? Lake?
Sure.
Yeah.
River? Anything.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's be honest, who's the cooler version of you? The Joe Carey as an actor or the Joe as a
Oh,
musician?
neither. I don't think either, really. I think it's pretty clear I'm a big old nerd
What's
in
nerdy on
both
you?
ways. I don't know. I just am like,
Playing
that's the
computer
way I
games?
am, I think.
Yeah.
No, it's not even just like the
The typical stuff.
yeah, it's not even the interests. I think I'm just sort of like a bit of a goofy person.
Yeah, but that's cool at all.
I think it's just a little goofy, really. But I think me and my friends were all just kind of a little goofy. And sometimes
Yeah.
being goofy isn't very cool, but sometimes it can be cool. But we're definitely goofy.
Okay. Yeah, good one. So I also found out on the GQ interview that you
Okay.
love reading.
Yeah.
So now I want to talk about your sub. Do you know what a sub is?
No.
Okay, it's like all the books which are on your book, I don't know, shelf,
Sure.
which you want to read.
Sure.
What's on your list?
So many. I mean, I will preface this with saying, like, I also am not the biggest reader. There are way bigger readers in my life and my family and I'm actually quite a small reader,
Yeah.
and I want to be a bigger reader, so I'm trying to increase the amount of books, but I got a lot of books I want to read. What's the I have this book in my bunk that I've been reading called Leviathan Wakes. It's a really fat, thick sci-fi book, and it is big. And it's like I've always wanted to be a person that could just like read this massive long series, and so it's my first attempt at doing that. That's the most recent one that I've got going on, and then, man, I
So your
mean,
favorite genre is fantasy?
not even no. I mean, I like it all. I'll read really anything: self-help, fiction, non-fiction, self-help.
So what's your goal
Just to
for this
help
year?
myself.
Of reading books.
Of reading books.
So I set
If I
mine
could
to
read
60.
60?
Yes. Last
So
year I did 52.
that's insane. My sister did 24, and I
Oh,
was
it's
like,
good at
that's
all.
very good. If I got to 10, I'd be pretty happy.
Oh, good one. So we'll talk about in a year.
Okay. We'll talk about it next year this time.
Okay. When was the last time you Googled yourself and regretted it?
Oh, man. We played a show. I forget how many. We played a show that I was pretty unhappy with and saw a video from it and was like, turn that off. That was the last time. That was pretty recently.
Yeah, is that sometimes a bit weird when you see yourself on social media and TikTok? I mean, your song went viral.
Yeah, it's like, I think the weirdest part is that because I'm friends with my friends, it will permeate onto their social media, and they get sick of me already in real life, and then they have to deal with me on the phone now, too. Yeah. So I just am very pesky, and I won't leave these guys alone. So.
Yeah, but it's a big chance also as a musician, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you also use privately all the stuff like TikTok and things like this?
Don't have TikTok.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, don't have TikTok.
That's really rare that someone doesn't have TikTok.
Don't have it. Or don't yet. I mean, maybe probably someday they'll force me to do it, I'm sure. But I did have it for a second and I had it on my phone. And let me tell you, I was addicted to it for a second. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even posting anything. I was just watching. Scroll. Never sleep. Always awake.
Yeah, doom scrolling at the best.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's addicting. They've really designed that. It's like Coca-Cola. It's like...
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Let's talk about your new album, which is coming out since April.
Mm-hmm.
What is, like, the song where some people say, this is the most underdog song on the album?
The most which what
underdog,
song?
Underdog, like the one which you would say, ah, that's my favorite, but nobody knows that it is.
Oh, sure.
The underdog song.
So, okay, sorry. Yes.
Yeah, no worries.
Maybe Golden Line.
Mm-hmm.
I like that song a lot. It's a song that is kind of like for my parents, mm-hmm. for about my folks, and when I listen to it, I like it.
That's good, as that. Because it's your music.
How simple as that. I mean, there's obviously things on the whole album that you're like, ah, if I could change this or this or that, but whatever. It is what it is, and like, I have a good relationship with this last album, and I'm proud of it. And
yeah. So you're a perfectionist?
For sure, yeah. Always trying to, like, you know, make it as great as it could be, and you have a vision for something, and sometimes it doesn't meet the vision, and that can be frustrating.
Sure.
But, yeah. For the next time.
So know? It's not the annoying perfectionist?
Well, it's very annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's certainly annoying. But also trying to, like, not let it bother me as much.
Really. Yeah, I know, because I'm the same, and sometimes I'm just thinking, like, oh, Amy, sometimes you have to just let the things go and just go with the flow.
But you
if you are a perfectionist, I think you know that you love the thing you do, you know? I think that's a good point. Okay, let's talk about what's going on in 2025.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, Stranger Things, the final episodes are coming.
Mm-hmm.
How excited are you?
Pumped. I want to see them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What do you think? Will the fans outside just love the new one? Or is that like... Can you give us a spoiler, which is not really a spoiler?
No, I can't say anything. The only thing I can say is I think that it's out in the fall. Yeah, no, I can't say anything. Okay. I can't say. Good try, though.
As an actor, do you have favorite episodes in general?
Yeah, for sure.
What was, like, your favorite moment during filming Stranger Things? Just one thing.
The whole time?
Yes. So you don't have to spoiler.
Just, like, meeting the cast, I think. Mm-hmm. I'll forever remember, like, showing up and meeting everyone for the first time. That's my favorite moment. Or, I mean, the work that we got to do is amazing, but what I really enjoy is just the people that I met. They're great. They're such great people, and, you know, it's difficult. And it's a real family feel with, like, you know, the struggle of everything, and it's got all sides to it, and it's a beautiful thing. So to be a part of something like that, people don't get to be a part of things like that. It's very rare. So the fact that I was involved and welcomed in was great.
Do you have a WhatsApp group where you stay in contact?
Text chain, yeah.
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 Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. When we look at your music and the things which is going on, I mean, you were on tour, you do festivals this summer. What's also going on? Maybe on your private bucket list, somebody said he wants to jump out of a plane or...
Oh, no, I don't want to do that. I've done that. And Just spend more time with my family, I think, mm-hmm. over the summer. I'm going to... I've got three lovely little nieces that I'm going to spend mm-hmm. some time with and go to the beach and just relax.
Just
and,
been home.
Yeah, be home and see my family. And then just, yeah, keep hanging out, meeting okay. new friends.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Der Delta Backstage Podcast. Eure Stars im Interview.